Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Hello,
hello.
And our topic for today is understanding ourselves.
Yes, and we're your hosts, minus Lisa. You know, I don't know if we ever explained that Lisa decided to step down, and she's kind of supporting us in the background.
Right. And I don't know if we did either.
No, we got to get around to fixing that.
Right.
I've been emailing back and forth with the producers. But anyways, you guys don't all want to hear all that. But anyway, every time you hear that Lisa's a host and wonder where she is. Now yep. I'm telling you, I keep forgetting to tell you, she's in the background.
Yeah, she's helping.
Yep, she still loves us, but she decided to...
And hey, you guys, since this is still happening, when Karin and I were talking for a couple minutes before the show started, and sometimes her voice gets a little blippy and hard to understand. And I think, I firmly believe that that is all the energy that she's got with her. I think sometimes it kind of overwhelms the technology and she gets a little hard, difficult to understand. So if there is something that you miss and you want clarification, I am watching our Facebook page, Immersion into Source. And if there's something that you need cleared up, please feel free to ask me.
Yes, please do. We don't mean to overwhelm everything, but I guess, you know, who knows? I mean, technology, it's speaking of technology, we're having a guest speaker on the next Sunday, about smart meters. And what I'm calling it, smart meters, what you need to know and shouldn't die to find out. So that's technology taking a downturn. But
okay.
Anyway, so I just heads up for that. But in the meantime, today's topic is understanding ourselves. And I tell you, that is a never... It's a bottomless well. It's a never-ending revelation. And it's so critical. Seriously, it's so critical to our own growth and development and understanding of by understanding ourselves. Let me put it in my understanding. The more I understand myself, the more I feel clear and calm, and I can walk through the world and things kind of roll away. I think to some degree, knowing, you know, just having some slight maturity and a teeny bit of wisdom helps.
Right.
But really, the more I get centered in me and who I am, this is what growing older is about.
Well, and don't you... The other thing that I was thinking, especially when you said that, is that a lot of times when we have a better understanding of something, we have a firmer or a deeper appreciation. And when we have a deeper appreciation, we can also have a deeper love. And so the more you understand yourself, the more you can love yourself. And the more you can love yourself, then that also assists with the rolling away. Because when you can come from a place of where you're, you know, really firm in who you are and loving yourself, then you have more to give out into the world and you're more at peace.
Oh, beautiful. That was beautiful, Wendy. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, loving myself. I'm assuming other people, maybe some people it's easy for them, but I'm telling you, for me, loving myself has been a struggle, an uphill battle, really.
Honestly, I don't think it's easy for anybody.
Yeah.
I think some people are okay with it. But I think the majority of the people, that at least the ones that I know, the majority of them either talk really good at it, or they're doing the fake it till you make it.
which is a good method.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Right. But I think most people are, they're afraid of really showing their lack of self-love and their insecurities and vulnerabilities, because then they look weak, Yeah. And so, but I think that we're all works in progress, and we're not taught to trust our inner voices and to love ourselves. We're just always, I think that that's something that we're changing. That's in the process of changing right now.
Yeah. As you're saying that, it crossed my mind that, one of the reasons, one of the things holding us back from loving others is, again, like you said, that fear of rejection. It's hard. We kind of hold back on being open with other people because, oh, what if they don't like me back? What if they don't love me back? What if they don't reciprocate? Then I'm right. left, I'm left here looking like an idiot.
Right.
But if I go to love myself, am I going to not reciprocate? Am I going to reject myself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just opened a whole can of worms for me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, now wait a minute. So if I love myself and I reach in and I try, who, and if I reject myself, who is doing the rejecting and why on earth would I do that? I don't know that that's the case. I'm just saying that just got
right.
me. That's the rabbit hole my brain always falls out.
Going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Well, get out of the rabbit hole. We need to talk about the healing because it's already almost 10 after and we're going to have a break pretty soon. So I think we should talk about that for people who haven't listened before.
Yes, we should. Why don't you start this time? We'll take turns. I think I did it last time.
All right. So for the healing, which we'll be doing after the break, Karen will be going. Well, I guess this is not the webinar. You don't move. But anyway, it's silent.
I don't have to hide from the camera.
I have to hide from the camera. I know. I started to go into that because I don't know if I've done this whole thing on the radio before. But anyway, it's silent, and what we want for you to do is we want for you to relax. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, go internal, close your eyes, call in your loved ones, whether they be your pet or somebody else in the family or, somebody that can't be with you, whether they be physical or non-physical, call them in and suspend all disbelief. Just let it, whatever happens, happens. If you're feeling something that's uncomfortable, just breathe your way through it. That means something is shifting. Sometimes you might not feel anything. I mean, don't expect anything to be uncomfortable because maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just, don't expect anything and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you said, everybody experiences something different, and it's different not only for each individual, it's different session to session.
Every time.
And people post on the Immersion into Force Source, Immersion into Source Facebook page. I knew there was an F coming. I jumped the F. The Immersion into Source Facebook group. People post on there. People send me emails, comments on the YouTube, because all this stuff all goes on YouTube, on our channel there, which is in my name, Karen Smoot. The comments are just so, so beautiful, and everybody has just this unique, powerful experience. It's powerful, even though sometimes it feels subtle,
right?
And that's all good. So, as Wendy said, she's got Facebook open and she's on that group page. So post your comments, questions right on there. And once that we have a commercial break at like 7:15. So once we come back from that, I will say my prayer. I will do my thing at this end and I can do it wherever because I don't have a camera to watch. And this one, that's on our Sunday night. On Sunday nights, we do a webinar, and that's you can see us there then for that one. But yeah, so
I'd say I'm thinking, we've been talking about everything's different, but the one thing that's consistent is the love. there's always such, for me, such an overwhelming feeling of unconditional love. That's what I'm addicted to, and I just always get so excited, like right around now, because it's like it's coming. I can't wait.
That makes my heart sing. That's so beautiful. Yeah, we are so blessed, and we don't know how blessed we are. I mean, we kind of get an inkling, and you know, Scripture tells us, and you know, Master. You know, spiritual beings tell us, and, you know, heart math people tell us, and, you know, all these new age writers and everything, they tell us that. But when you experience it, it's just, oh.
I know.
Oh, like your skull, your body just falls away, and you're like, oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
There's really not any good words for it. I mean, there's a ton of words, but I don't think there's a lot of good ones.
Right.
And if any of you have some good ones, come up with some, please feel free to give them to, or to share them. Not give them to me, but share them on Facebook. I'd love to have some good words to explain the feeling.
Which reminds me, I haven't posted on the website. I was for a while being really good about posting people's comments so that we could share their experiences, but I haven't done that in a while. Oh, life. You know, we're all so busy.
I know.
You know? Although I really don't think I'd want to be some monk up in a cave somewhere meditating 24/7.
No.
That wouldn't be my speed either.
I like being busy, but I like also having those moments where it's like, okay, I did all this today, and now I'm just going to sit and be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too.
And that's what we're going to do now for a couple minutes, sit and be.
Yeah.
I hear our music coming.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Go get a drink of water and get yourself comfortable. The healing's coming.
Yeah.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Oh, that music is just too quick. It goes by too quick. I like just start getting into it, and then it fades away.
And it's gone. I know. You know what? I have tried at least 7 or 8 times, maybe more, to catch on Shazam what that is.
Oh.
And it's on and gone too fast.
I can find for you. But you know what? It is just a brief loop. It's not a long, it's not a full piece. They gave me a link to find, to search through stuff. And it's not a full song as far as I know. But I can get you the name of it.
Right.
But in those commercials, for those of you that don't know, Wendy and I both are healers, and I do one-on-one sessions, and I lead retreats and stuff. And so that joy of business one is like, oh, send your photos of your business to Instagram. I'm like, photos of what sessions, what healing work looks like. They might not want. That might not be what they're talking about.
You might scare somebody.
I might, just might. All right, so ready, everyone. I hope you're comfortable. And hopefully you won't be distracted while this is going on. Again, as Wendy said, it's going to be quiet. So there won't be any silence. There won't be any silence. Hello. There won't be any sound. But that doesn't mean we're gone. It just means that we're sending the healing. And when we come back, then we'll get to our topic of the day, which is understanding ourselves. All right. So here we go. I'm going to say my prayer, get centered, and start channeling some energy to everybody. Okay, I'm back. But once again, I feel like we need to do a long one sometime.
Okay.
Maybe this isn't the format over the radio, because anybody tuning in would be like, hello? Hello? But, oh, you just get to where you don't want to come back.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was good.
All right.
Did you find a message for us?
I looked, and I didn't see anything.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe I didn't look hard enough, but usually when I look, it, like, pops up right away. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to accept that. If there's nothing right there right now, that's okay.
That's all right.
It's all good.
Just wondered.
Yeah. No, I did look. I thought about that. I'm like, huh, did I do that last time? I don't remember. Oh, so how was it for you?
Well, you know, it was just very loving. That was just really all it really was for me this time, which was perfect.
Okay.
You know, I don't need it to be like, you know, like the other night. I don't need to be on the tilt-a-whirl every time.
No.
That was pretty crazy. But, yeah, you know, I felt like I had my, like, it, you know, at first I could see my, you know, my guides and my people kind of all standing around me. And then it was just all just so much love. And I was just happy to stay there. Like you said, it could have been longer.
Just like the music could be longer.
Here we go.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So before we jump into, oh, wait, I guess we should say welcome back. But before we jump into it, I just wanted to say that there was a comment that said, I felt like I was melting. Then I was guided to breathe deep and hold that melty, relaxed feeling at the end. Then intuitively told me to keep remembering that feeling, but go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Ooh,
I know,
nice.
Right? That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's love it.
Like from the Wizard of Oz, I'm melting. Sounds like it was a much better experience than that woman was having.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm going to start with the questions that were posted on Facebook.
Okay.
So do we have similar personalities across time and lifetimes? For instance, if we are an introvert in this lifetime, are we the same or were we the same in other lifetimes?
it has to do, the nuances have to do with learning. So we all have the capacity to be all things, but in different life experiences, there are, you know, things that you would learn or experience better from one personality type. And we see that even in your current existing lifetime, you know, mm-hmm. your personality changes and shifts and alters with growth and, you know.
True.
You know, maybe some more than others, but.
No, yeah, I was going to say.
You know, they're showing like a broad range of personality traits. It looks like strings, and you know, different strings are more dominant in different times. But hold on, there's more to this. There's another layer to this. But you have your own unique tone, your unique personality fingerprint, so that across the universe, if I felt that tone, I would know, oh, that's Wendy.
Okay,
even though your personality might be doing whatever it's doing, but you have your unique tone. Okay, and I interrupted you. You were going to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say there's some people that I've run into, you know, crossed paths with that I've known for, you know, since, you know, junior high. And some of them seem exactly the same. And other people are 180, so different.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's just, I'd like to think that I'm somewhere in between there. Or maybe the 180. I don't know. But, yeah, it's kind of funny how some people just, they never change. They've grown up, you know, matured some, but their essence is just such the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are we done with that one?
I hope so. If somebody wants clarification or elaboration, we can certainly do that.
Absolutely. All right. Post. Moving on then. I have a vague understanding of working with original essence energy. What exactly is it?
Is that a thing? Like, somebody uses that term to mean something?
Yeah, it's in quotation marks.
Okay, so, yeah, I wonder what the original, whoever, I don't want to interfere with what they say it is.
Original,
you know what I mean?
Essence, yeah. Let me, well, then I'll just go to a question that I had.
Okay, and then, we can.
And then we'll go back to this.
Yeah,
and then. Why do we have to get lost to be found?
What a great question. Because the journey itself, I want to say the lesson, but that's too easy of an answer. I can see it again. You know, it comes a lot of times in pictures. The journey is what it is. If you just arrive at the door, if you just bam open the door and voila, you have the answer, then what the heck was that?
Mm-hmm. You
know? So it's the actual meandering and the journey and the stumbling and the joy and the, you know, that is what life is. Just having it handed to you or the door right in front of you is, you know, I want to say there's no fun in that, but there's also no growth in that, no... They're saying no existence. It's not an existence.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. I Googling it, there wasn't anything that came up exactly for that. But this is what I found that I think might help make better sense out of it. It's actually what came up was original essence recovery. Do you remember who you are? At birth, you were a fully conscious being of spirit. A fully conscious being of spirit. You knew your purpose and your potential. Is that knowing still vibrant in you? So
okay.
That would be a recovery. So then I'm thinking that maybe this original essence energy is just from our birth, you
okay.
know, like what we came
so in. So I took that to mean, you know, and this is a topic we've talked about we've touched on this many times in the course of our webinars and radio shows, of our eternal self. We know that part of us knows who we are and what we are and why, and has just chosen to come to Earth to have this experience. And when we're young and when we first come, we do kind of remember, but of course we forget over time, and pretty quickly, actually. And so there is yes, so part of it is finding out and remembering who we are to some degree. Now, I have to say, because it just so happens that I know a lot of who I am in the eternal world, and I'll tell you, it's not always a blessing, or it's not always fun. I'll tell you this, it's not, I have been through a lot of agony knowing more what I know. So you don't always want to get what you ask for. So that being said, to some, yes, you do want to hook in and align with your purpose and why you came. To what degree you need to know your eternal self, that is up for, oh, hold on, well, let me see what they, that is to some degree should be kind of shrouded. But understanding yourself, what makes you tick, the inner vessel of how you, the hooks, the things that push your buttons, finding your buttons. Uh-huh. You know, there's one thing to say, oh, you know, you push my buttons or whatever, but you don't have to find the button and figure out where the button came from. And sometimes it's going to be from this existence, and sometimes it's going to be aligned with other and hooked into other experiences. And to the degree that you know those, that's kind of cool and fun to find out. And right. Again, sometimes it really hurts. But the important thing is to be aware of the button and work with clearing it and getting the hook gone, so that somebody can come and push that button and nothing happens. You just go, oh yeah, thanks for saying hello. So, but I'm not going to fall apart.
Yay! Right?
Yeah.
All right. The other part of that question is that what's the best way to work with that energy, and when is it appropriate to work with that energy? The original essence.
Yes. Again, tapping into and finding out your purpose and aligning with that is your whole reason for being here. So to not do that, it kind of doesn't make any sense. Now, for some people, they align without having to do all the woo-woo stuff, and they just somehow naturally kind of are on that path. So, you know, for whatever reason, some people, they get a pass on having to work for it.
But yeah.
For most of us, we do have to kind of stumble around and look for it. So you want to be always aware and awake and looking. And we do a really good job of hiding and suppressing. And, you know, again, we've talked about this. We all know that we all, like, we'll go shopping, or we'll start drinking, or we'll watch TV all day, or we'll, you know, go gambling, or whatever. We find all kinds of ways to be busy and avoid doing this deep work. So not that you want to be doing it all the time. And here's the thing. Source, things that you're not ready to see, that things that aren't time for them to be unveiled, Source does a really good job of keeping it away, keeping it hidden until it's the right time.
Right.
So is there a wrong way to do it, or a wrong time to do it? I forget how the question was phrased.
Appropriate. Yeah. Is there an appropriate?
Yeah. If you're not meant to know something, they're not going to show you, you know?
That is true. All right. I think we have time for another question before break. So when the universe or guides are repeatedly sending us external signs or themes over a period of time, then they stop. Does that mean that the lesson or understanding of it has been completed on our end?
Sometimes. It could also be, they're like, sometimes they're like, okay, that's not working. We're going to have to try plan B.
So sometimes it's because you got it, and sometimes it's because you're not getting it.
Yeah, you're not getting it. Or, you know, that, or it, sometimes it's not so much a message. How can I say? It's not so much a learning as, you know, that there's something relevant at this time for you to be aware of, and then that it's not so important anymore, you know? So.
It makes sense.
Uh-huh. So, you know, like, you know, they send tornado warnings, you know, tornado warnings. Well, then when the tornadoes are gone, you don't need to be getting the tornado warning anymore, right?
Right. That was good. That was a great analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we can just come up with stuff that makes sense.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, and the more I get out of my head, the better it is, you know, because really,
right.
As soon as I start thinking, forget it, I can't talk. And then people later go, oh, Karen, you said such and such. That was so brilliant. It was so wise. And I'm like, I don't even remember what you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even remember saying it. And it wasn't me. I'm not
right.
Supposed-
That's what I was going to say is, you know, when it's not you, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not that smart. Or I'm not that wise, I should say. Frog in my throat.
Don't go away, you guys. We'll be back. Yeah.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Imagine magnificence. Do you live to your unlimited potential? Join me, Margaret Ann Lembo. Awaken your consciousness. Listen to Money Magnet Moment, Gem Spot Affirmations, Essential Aromatics, and Looking Skyward Astrocast, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Here we are.
Back.
Come
Welcome
around
back.
Back.
Yeah, I know, it always goes by so fast.
I know, to get into the last segment, I'm like, wow, where did the time go?
I know.
All right,
wow.
So let's get to it.
So I have a couple other questions written down, but listening to that commercial makes me want to ask this because I can't tell you how many times I've been told in the last 7 years, well, you got to get out of your own way. You got to get out of your own way. How do you get out of your own way? When you don't even know that you're in the way, how do you know to get out of, how you get out
all right of it? Yeah, I'd like to answer that one too. All right, hold on. Stop planning, stop attaching to outcome, stop expecting expectations.
Ugh.
live in the moment.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Live in the moment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is all really, really great stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.
No, I know.
That's okay. It's not supposed to be easy. I get that.
I know.
I catch myself more and more, and I feel like that's progress, that I catch myself not being in the moment, where in the past I would have just denied it. I live in the moment. And now I'm like, oh, wait, come back.
Yeah.
You're here. You're here right now. Be here and stop worrying about, you know, stop thinking about that. That was, you know, 2 weeks ago or what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, yeah. Be here now. So
I had a conversation with a 5-year-old. Was today, yesterday, I don't remember. And she's like, are you having fun? And I said, yeah. And she says, how can you be having fun doing what you're doing? I said, it's a choice. I get to choose if I want to be happy right now. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, the little 5-year-old wisdom. You know? She just like went with it. Whereas some people, you know, when she gets to be 25 or 35, she might have argued with me. But
definitely rolled her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just
I can't tell you how many times I say that to people a lot of times about, you know, well, this is a choice and that's a choice. And, you know, grown people roll their eyes at me when I say that. And I'm like, okay, well, all right. Well, that explains things then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, case in point.
All right. Okay. So anyway, so how do we know? I know that there's been a lot of people who, you know, I've met over the years when they're doing their spiritual work and taking metaphysical classes or going to healings, you know, and this and that, because they have an expectation, perhaps, or, you know, a desired outcome. Because, you know, let's say that they have a calling. I feel really called to do this, but I'm frustrated because it's not happening. So how do you know when you feel like you have this calling and you have a desire and you're doing all these things to clear yourself or whatever, how do you know if that's something that you should keep pursuing or if you should just let it go? Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If letting it go hurts. If letting it go, if the thought of, like, you know, I've banged my head on the wall. Ask me, I'll tell you. I have banged my head on the wall many times on this, you know, journey I'm on. And excuse the frog. That's not technical. That's a frog. And so I think, well, you know, what if I just didn't do healing anymore? What if I didn't help people anymore? What if I just, you know, I say, what if I just, you know, started a basil farm and, you know, disappeared on my basil farm? I love basil.
Me too.
and then I think there's no way. I would be walking around like, you know, healing the bees or something because, you know, I couldn't not do it.
Okay.
You know, so, and whether it's healing the bees or healing people or ghosts or whatever it is that I'm doing, you know, so your calling, if it's just a part of who you are and you know that you got to do it in whatever shape or form, then that's it. If it's something that you feel like you can walk away from, then maybe it's not a calling.
Then that's how you know. Okay. So, as far as understanding yourself, how important is meditation?
Meditation is when you talk to yourself.
Is a gift to yourself?
Is when you talk to yourself.
Okay.
Most people think meditation is when you're talking to source. Prayer is when you're talking to source, and when you're talking, you know, then there's a whole other thing that we can get into later if we have time. We won't have time, but. Meditation really is you tapping into your higher self that is connected to source. So you are really letting go of your ego and letting go of your consciousness and just being with yourself. That is meditation.
So don't get so hung up on when you've got all those thoughts passing. Don't, instead of getting tripped up on them, just let them go.
You notice them and let them go. Okay. And then, you know, there are 1,000,000,000 ways to meditate. So, you know, find the one that's yours, maybe. And it's not always the same thing. It's not always the same thing every time. But by letting go and letting your mind kind of calm down and letting your inner self surface, you're seeing a look at yourself. Finding things about yourself.
So in a way, what I'm kind of hearing underneath all this is that meditation's almost mandatory to really understand yourself and know yourself.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's a clear, clear way. And again, sometimes you're just sitting, I wouldn't call it necessarily meditation. I might call it reflection. Like I'll just sit and kind of go, okay, this happened, that bothered me, this didn't, you know, why is that? And kind of follow the crumb trail and see where it leads. And, you know, it doesn't feel like meditation. Maybe, you know, it is in a way, but, you know, by that definition. Again, there are many ways to do it, but our higher selves is who is underneath all this, all these layers of things that we've put on ourselves being here and through all our experiences. Underneath all of that is our true Karen, is the true Wendy, is the true, you know, Mary and Jane and Bob and Joe and whoever you are. Underneath all of that is who you really are. And that's why, you know, scripture, always, so many scriptures, it talks about, you know, like who we as individuals, as society, we might point at somebody and say, they're a murderer, or they're a this, or they're a that, they're horrible, and we judge them. We don't know what underneath who they truly are. And that's why God says that judgment is His. We can't do that because we don't know. We are trying to struggle finding out who we really are. I certainly can't look at somebody else and judge who they truly are, even though they're manifesting and behaving. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be repercussions for behavior that, you know, hurts other people. I'm not saying that at all. But no, I'm saying it's not for me to judge who they truly are underneath all of that.
Right. Yeah, I recently read something about that too. Is that, there was a quote, something like, "You judge me for the choices I made, but you don't know what I had to choose from." Uh-huh. Not saying ever that, you know, murder is, you know, the best choice, but I'm just going beyond that first thing that you said. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's really true.
Yeah.
So, all right, we have like 4 minutes. Okay. Can we try and just cram one more question in, and then we'll talk about... Okay. How can we get unstuck if we're stuck?
That's the multifaceted question. There are many ways. To a great degree, it depends on the individual. But let's see if we can find a generic answer that will address. They're saying, believe... trust, and of course those are words, but those are concepts, but there's a reality to that word. So if we say believe is the answer, then sit with your, find a way to believe and let go about worrying about what you're stuck about. Just focus on believe. I believe. Just work, focus on that, and then you'll find your way to being unstuck. But you got to go underneath, and because you're stuck because you don't believe. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does make sense. Okay. I like it.
Okay.
I thought when you said this is multifaceted that we were going to run out of time.
Well, it is. I mean, there would be like if you were doing a one-on-one with somebody, you know, there would be more particular exercises and things that we would guide you to do. But it all boils down to expanding your belief.
I like that. And trusting. Anyway.
So, yeah. So we have how much time?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Do we have? Are there any more questions? Maybe we can cram one in real quick.
Well, one other question that I had is, you know, as we're working through things, how do we know what the best healing modality to seek out would be? Or if it's even necessary.
It's not. So healing, the healing energy is there for anyone to tap into. You don't need to study a particular modality because they don't own the healing energy. They just have found a way that works for them to access that. And they're selling you a method. Okay, this is how I do it. You can do it. You can do that. That's fine. Whatever resonates with you. Or you can find a way to tap into it yourself. There's no best way. It's just whatever works for you. And maybe you just, you know, really like that teacher, or you really like, you know, maybe it's just convenient for you to take the class next door or whatever.
All right, you guys, join us next week. Sorry, I have to cut you off, Karen.
All right.
But they're cutting us off. We have a guest next week, so be sure to be here with us.
Okay. And thank you, Wendy, as always. I don't thank you enough. I couldn't do it without you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Love you guys.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.